Jeannie Baresi has a background working as an international tour guide for the travel industry. And after the federal government said it wouldn't stand in the way of Colorado's new recreational marijuana law, she decided to switch gears and launched her company called Get Elevated.
People are going to come to Colorado. You know, they are definitely going to come to Colorado. So we thought, let's provide a safe and organized way for them to come to the state and enjoy what there is available.
Baresi and her business partner will kick off the inaugural tour over the New Year's holiday to celebrate the country's first retail marijuana stores. It'll be a 5-night inclusive package based in Denver at a cost of $1,500 per person. Baresi says Get Elevated aims to cater to a mature crowd.
Professionals, 30s, 40s, 50s, who understand the value of an organized program, understand the fun of special VIP events.
What we really do is help people experience the future. I mean, it's how it feels.
Matt Brown is the co-owner of My 420 Tours. The business opened earlier this year to become the nation's first pot tourism company. Brown has been part of the medical marijuana community for the last decade and says he smokes pot every day to help manage his Crohn's disease. So far, Brown's company has hosted one tour. It included visiting a medical marijuana dispensary, a cooking with marijuana class, sightseeing, and touring a grow operation.
The only way we've been able to do tours, really, of grows or any licensed facility is that my partner and I both have been in the industry since it really started here in Colorado, have a lot of connections and friends and good relationships. But even still, it's so difficult to get people's mindset to change and to realize, you know, there's a value to bringing people in and to showing the public that the way that we grow marijuana and the way that we regulate marijuana is above board.
But changing attitudes to make it more open is just one challenge. Julie Postlewaite is with the state's Marijuana Enforcement Division. She says there are strict laws in place. For instance, an employee of a pot store or grow operation must escort any guests, and there's a limit of 5 guests per employee.
So it is possible. I do know that many of the cultivators they're very good at their jobs, and they're very protective of their plants, which really are quite fragile. I would think that they would be somewhat limited in cultivations that would allow them access.
And right now, there's nothing to stop pot tourism businesses from expanding beyond Colorado, says 27-year-old Zay Copa. He's from Miami, Florida, and came to Colorado last spring with My 420 Tours. Copa owns a travel business and says he plans to try and market the tours in his region of the country.
Seeing the amount of money that is going to be made with the tourism, It's crazy.
Pot tourism companies say there's a great demand for all things marijuana related. One of the country's largest trade shows for glass, vaporizers, and other paraphernalia held its first convention in Denver. Eric Chow is a glass manufacturer from Los Angeles. He thinks legalization will open up new markets.
It's bringing a lot of competition out, and you always need competition. You know, when there's no competition, that's when you get lazy. So the fact that you know there's someone right behind you chasing your tail means you have to step up your game, and they up their game, and that's the best for the consumers.
It's still unclear if Colorado's legalization of marijuana will be a turnoff for some visitors and businesses. The state's tourism office says it plans to collect data on whether marijuana affects people's travel decisions. Director Al White says he thinks legalization ultimately won't have a big impact.
You know, some won't come and some will come, and at the end of the day, I don't think legalized retail marijuana will be a travel decision maker in most people's minds.
But for others, there may be a new allure to coming to visit the Mile High City. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.